Millions of football fans will be watching the Super Bowl on Sunday. One of them is commentator Bob Cook, who feels a special affinity for one of the teams.
After the New England Patriots beat my Indianapolis Colts to gain a Super Bowl berth, I felt the slight depression any fan feels when his team's season abruptly ends. A glumness as crisp, clear and large as the high-definition big-screen TV on which the game had appeared in my parents' suburban Indianapolis family room. But after some stewing, I realized there is a reflected glory I can receive from the Patriots. I remembered how, 25 years ago, when I was 9 years old, my father casually mentioned, "You know, I'm a part owner of the New England Patriots." Except he grew up in Concord, Massachusetts, so he said, "Part owner." His declaration seemed odd, because I didn't figure big-time sports owners lived, as we did, in small three-bedroom houses in North Muskegon, Michigan. Sensing my skepticism, my dad went to his basement office and emerged with a small green metal lockbox. He opened it, shuffled through the birth certificates, car titles, and other important papers, and pulled out a piece of paper stating that he owned 5 shares of the Patriots. He said a family friend bought it for him in 1960, when he was 17 years old, and the Patriots premiered in the old American Football League. I felt like I had suddenly joined a familial football dynasty. So after the Patriots' most recent victory, I asked my dad if he still had that stock certificate. He went to his office, his home in Indianapolis doesn't have a basement, and emerged with the same small green metal lockbox I saw when I was 9. He opened the box, shuffled through the birth certificates, car titles, and other important papers, and pulled out the stock certificate. Also in the lockbox was the team's first shareholders report, and it shed some light on how my father got his stock. To get the team going, Patriots founder William Sullivan sold 120,000 shares of stock to the public at $4.75 a share. It wasn't a fan novelty, but a real investment, one that netted my dad a dividend check for $1.98 in 1967. As my father told it, after the Patriots and the other old AFL teams joined the NFL in 1970, Sullivan bought back the shares, though it took my father until 1982 to check on selling his stock. The Patriots told him he could sell back his 5 shares for $25 a share. But my father, an avid collector of various items from coins to Hot Wheels cars, said he figured someday he could get more than $125 just for the stock certificate, so he held on to it. Last week I checked to see if my father's instincts were correct. They were. Over the last 20 years, there's been an exponentially growing interest in scripophily, the collection of stock and bond certificates. An original Patriot certificate is hard to find. The only one I saw had sold on eBay last December for $600. I told my father about the potential windfall, but for now he's holding on to a stock certificate, figuring that another Super Bowl win for New England could make it that much more valuable. So as I watch the Patriots take on Carolina, I will bask in their reflected glory. For while I may not be an heir to the team itself, I may someday be an heir to one extremely valuable piece of its paper.
Bob Cook writes about sports for the online magazine Flack.